fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing.
Yeah. It's that time. I love it when I play this song because I know we're going to find out about fishing, the river, what's going on, seasonality, all kinds of stuff. Hey, Leaf, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Deputy D?
You know what? I love it now that we've actually kind of got it feeling like winter.
Yeah.
You know, the shoulder season's okay, but a couple weeks of shoulder and then let's do this.
Yeah. Never been much of a fan of shoulder seasons. I just kind of want all or nothing.
Yeah.
Get right to it. I mean, I kind of like the end of spring, I guess, when everything's finally really popping and we're out of the mud, dust, and ice and everything. Mm-hmm. But that last dose of snow, it feels good.
It's like, bring it on. I know we're still actually technically kind of warm, and I'm guessing the river's reflecting all that.
Yeah, that is perfectly evident out there. And it's been evident in the fishing. It's just been, astronomically good still. Just ridiculously good for this time of the year. And before this snow, it was really easy to get around because it's like ankle deep. But, still not super deep, and it'll just it'll make the whole scene look so much nicer and fluffier and wintry.
It's a nice thing about snow.
I love it. It's like what people always say, oh, clean my dirty yard, covered up the mess.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that. I don't like seeing all that, dirt and mud and fallen leaves that have been laying there.
It's nice and
so pretty now.
Kind of pristine, like a painting or something. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so, it's been really good. The temperatures have stabilized at least enough at night so that we're still okay to be ice fishing, So that's a good thing. We can still get on up there to Patterson and got some news from Mr. Ryan Fortier, our area biologist here, just the other day, gave me a call. He was excited to finally have worked out this little, snafu with parking up at Leader. We'd gotten that open to ice fishing a number of years ago. Thanks in part a lot to our getting the word out on the radio here.
Oh, cool.
And so it looks like though the DNR kind of wanted to be a little bit more involved in that discussion. And so now that they have been, they're giving us permission, or the WDFW, to be plowing in there and opening up that access so that people don't have to worry about how they're going to get in there. Because for a while, I guess, people had to walk in from the highway, which wouldn't have been a problem last week. But this week might be starting to be a bit of exercise. So you can drive on in.
Cool.
They got it plowed. They will keep it plowed. This is sort of a test season, but I imagine this will be. Mm-hmm. This will just kind of show them that, people are interested and they'd like to keep it going up there.
Yeah, and Leader's a good one for both sides of the loop.
That was kind of one of the things I had in mind when I put together that petition was just like, not only it's a great mixed species lake, that grab bag kind of lake, never know what you're going to get, but also those folks over there need better wintertime fishing opportunities, especially in the way of ice fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Because as we know, it doesn't get super cold over there.
It's always a little bit warmer. I'm guessing that maybe once you go beyond Leader, I don't know what else you'd fish on the ice over there.
Well, actually, Green Lake over by my mom's place up Salmon Creek there, I think would be another one, just because they're situated inside these like northern-facing little hills and don't get much daylight throughout the day. And that's about the only reason that they would.
Yeah, the pickings can be pretty slim over there for ice on a year like this anyway.
But I had seen some good pictures from there, so it looks like great fish coming out of there.
Cool.
Also, the average has just been really nice and up there as far as the perch size goes at Patterson. Mm. And, I've been seeing some press about somebody beating us to an ice fishing contest up there, which is kind of just fun because I'm super busy. But, the Patterson Lake first annual perch pull, I guess, is coming up here.
Perch pull.
Yeah, on January 25th. It looks like I did not see any contact information for whoever's responsible for this. Definitely reach out to me if you'd like. I'd like to help you out with that as far as, press and maybe even some more prizes. But it looks like they're going to start registration at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So that, people can get that early start they might want to be able to dominate the competition.
Hey, I like an early start.
I don't think, you can sign in whenever you get started. So you don't have
absolutely.
To be that guy.
And you're probably not going to get a lot of fish or productive fishing in at 5:30, but still.
I think that's so people can get on their favorite spot, before the competition. It looks like there's going to be, sign up starting at 5:30, and I think it's $25 entry fee, if I remember right. All this is kind of off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure I'm on here. And then they'll do the weigh-ins at 5 o'clock, and they're going to do some kind of dinner. It's going to be cash prizes, and it's going to be adult and kids, adult and youth divisions.
Who headed this up?
You know, I say, like I say, I wish I knew. Huh. But it looks like they're going to do largest perch as a category, mm-hmm. most perch in weight, and largest game fish. Three different categories in the two different age divisions. Okay. So, and then also door prizes, they were saying. So it looks like they're sweetening that pot up there, and it should just be a really good time.
The 25th, you say?
The 25th, and okay. I believe it was $25 to enter. And I think I did see maybe it mentioned in the Menaw Valley News, or I also have it up on Facebook.
And okay.
Yeah, we'll just keep everybody abreast of it, and they can always give me a call as the days go on here. I'm sure I'll hear more about
okay.
it. So, like I say, the river's just been fishing really good. I think that the temperatures look like they're going to stay very, very similar to what we've got now. So mm-hmm. I just expect a lot more of the same, just enough cold at night to keep the ice thick on those lakes, and just enough of a warm-up each day to make the river keep fishing real good. So, I guess that's pretty much the update. And if you want to get ready for that ice fishing competition, or get any of your river fishing stuff, you can get them at both in the same place, at North 40 Fly Shop over there in OMAC, and then in the gear fishing selection there, you can get your ice fishing stuff. So check them out. You can also check them out at north40flyshop.com if you just want to order from home. If you want to check out the blog or podcast, check me out at flyfishersproshop.com. And if you want to send me a message on the interwebs, do that at metafishingadventures@gmail.com, and give me a call if you'd like to book a trip or get some fishing tips at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. Get that fish right on. I said, with my pole and my line, I'm gone fishing. My mama gone fishing and the baby gone fishing.